Welcome back for our final presentation for this evening with our joint meetings. We have with us this evening the Upper Marion Historical Commission, and I will turn the presentation over to them, and please introduce yourselves first. Thank you.
Good evening, I'm Mark Menke, the chair. We'll go around the room and introduce our team.
Ken Brown, a liaison from the Planning Commission.
Dave Dolga, the staff liaison.
Jim Pinero, vice chair.
And John Moran, secretary.
Thank you. Media advisory board, that's a tough act to follow, but we'll give it a try slide deck wise. The team put together a slide deck to keep your the supervisors informed of our activities. Let's see here. First, I'd like to mention a couple of members that departed the team. Laura Addington had been the chair. Pat Jordan was a member, and Richard Herman rolled off the team a little while ago. It was kind of the agenda for this evening. Talk about the website, presence, our mission, things we've been doing out and about the township. Just take a look at the resolution and roundtable discussions, open items that we've talked about. I want to bring to your attention. There's a website for the township's historical commission. I'm the chair. James Pinera is the vice chair. John Moran is the secretary. Matt McCaffrey, who is not here, is a member. He had been the interim chair and is a longtime member. He's our subject matter expert. New members are Ramzan Palat and Newt Arnett, who are not here this evening. We have two vacancies, member young adult. Ken Brown's our planning rep, and Supervisor Greg Phillips keeps us honest, and Dave Dolga is very vital to keeping the commission connected to the supervisors on a weekly or monthly basis. A little bit more about the website. So it has some content. It has our agenda and minutes posted, and historical commission document that has one historic property listed. We're hoping to expand the information regarding historic properties out there on the website. Our mission is broken down to three parts. We'll record the history of the township and significant properties. We'll advise the board regarding historic preservation issues, and we'll develop ideas about historical education programs, which we'll discuss later in the presentation. Out and about, things that we've done. We facilitated and supported two biographical performances regarding Anna Morris Faulstein. These were dramatic interpretive performances. Pat Jordan, one of the former members, was actually the performer for this. We had a good turnout. We introduced the event. Anna Morris Faulstein is best remembered as a Civil War nurse who tended wounded soldiers. She's also known for her support of abolition and women's suffrage rights. She's a local celebrity. We also attended the couple events over the summer. Here's a park. We set up tents, tables to represent the township as members of the Historical Commission. We would discuss our activities, invite members when there were vacancies, or inform the public about vacancies. We were also present at the Fall Fun Festival, the kickoff event for the Norview Farm Mural, which we'll talk about in the next slide, and the Fun Festival goes back on October 19th. Look forward to supporting future events. We were going to set up a table at the Spring Fest, but we'll look forward to future events. We supported application approvals and were informed of the wall event, the wall mural that was placed up at the Norview Farm. We worked with the artist, rather answered questions for the artist. We were sort of the liaison for that project. It was well received during the event. And it's a welcome addition to our township. We supported the Liberty Tree planting over at the McCaig Nature Center. So over on trail, the Cadet Trail on the white map, marker 17, is a Liberty Tree planting. Liberty trees were significant during the American Revolution, where our, some of our nation's founding fathers gathered to plan American Revolutionary events. These trees, some of these trees have succumbed to storms, but some are still standing. Anyway, this tree that's over in McCaig Nature Center is a DNA descendant of one of the Liberty trees. So it is a way to continue knowledge and awareness of the American Revolution.
What,
right?
What kind of tree is it?
It is, help me out, team. It is a...
Looks like a tulip poplar.
Yeah, I'm not
exactly. I think it's a poplar.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, thank you.
Thank you. Across from the Liberty Tree, it was an opportunity to... McCaig Nature Center has opportunities to place plaques around, this is an example, plaques for those on the trails. And the Historic Commission sponsored a plaque, and we chose the topic of the U.S. Constitution. So we compiled fun facts about the U.S. Constitution, and that's a draft of the actual plaque that will be placed across from the Liberty Tree. We also contribute to the library's display cases with historical themes. We have yet to determine what this year's themes will be. However, in October, November, we set up various historical artifacts in the lobby here and in the library. We have to get on the schedule while there's still vacancies at the library. And then, as I alluded to from our mission statement of historical education, we're working through development of a township historical site. I have to give the lion's share of the credit to John Moran, who's been visualizing this and actually producing this map. This is a draft version. We talk about it every meeting, trying to refine the best way to proceed and present the map. I don't know, John, if you want to chime in real quick with an update on that?
Yeah, sure. So this was built off something that Pat Jordan had developed for us. And I think it started as a handout for us when we would attend things like Fall Fest and other activities that we could give out to members of the public, especially to kids. Her version had some really nice hand-drawn doodles of some of the historic buildings and sites around town. I'm not an artist, as you can tell by the mock-up there. but the idea was to try and, one, add more sites to it, and also to overlay some of the existing walking and cycling trails we have in the township, as well as some of our public transportation options, right? So that it could be done on foot or without a car. If you had a Saturday and wanted to get out and get around town and take a look at some of the sites. So I think next steps, you know, Greg, we've spoken about potentially backing these up with QR codes onto the township website. That's something, you know, we'll come to you when we have some more details about that. But essentially, we'd like to build off the list that I think already exists on the shared drive that Laura was maintaining, and use that to back this up, where essentially we'd have a list of historic sites in the township. We can have blurbs about them, and when folks are out and about, eventually, you know, we've discussed the possibility of maybe putting signs at some of the sites. We'd look for some kind of easy slam dunk ones first, things that are owned by the township, where it's safe to stop and look at a sign. You know, the Hanging Rock's probably not a great spot. And also, we don't want to overlap places where there are already markers, like the Anna Morris Holstein State marker. So we're going to refine that a little bit, and you'll hear more about that soon, but that's the basic idea there.
It's actually really innovative in that you have the QR code down there where you can drill into the website to get detailed information, or you can be at a particular historic building or historic site in the township. The sign that has a QR code on it, and it would basically give you more detail, as opposed to the highlights that are in the brochure. It's actually very, very innovative. So
okay, so I haven't looked at this yet. So can I ask two questions?
Sure.
Not meant to be a trick question, but
okay.
I have heard that there are caves somewhere kind of along the river where there are dinosaur bones. Has anyone heard
of
that?
Yes, that's true. In fact, so the Gateway Trail that we talked about earlier night, down by the port, the train station.
Right.
One of the things that they have been doing from PennDOT's perspective is they have to do an archaeological dig with the State Historical Commission. Mm-hmm. And they have found not only dinosaur bones, but they've also found indigenous people, remnants and that kind of stuff.
Okay.
So
that's one thing that I was going to ask. And I read about it, and I believe, like 100 years ago, kids used to go there and play there and find dinosaur bones and stuff, but because it's kind of dangerous that it's been closed up, and I cannot tell you, you might know, but I don't know where exactly it is, but Google it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hadn't heard about that.
Is that
very cool?
Yeah.
I'll definitely do that.
Just my second question is, a member of our Park and Rec board, do you know Neil Sardinius?
I think Don was filming me a little bit about that.
Okay.
Along the bike trails.
Yeah, he's been the impetus behind putting up signs along the bike trail of locks, and I don't know, a couple of other, aren't there some other buildings, a mill or something along there?
Yeah. There was an ice house, I think.
Ice house. So maybe there's some ability to, he knows a lot about the township, cross-pollination. With Neil and you guys, so just a suggestion.
Sounds good.
I love this stuff. This is so cool. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thanks.
Sorry, I interrupted.
Yeah, no, thanks, John. Great. So the map will be really valuable. Two residents, QR code will really help us. From the map, you can get to the information on the, you know, on the cloud of your phone. To more sites, and like we said, we can only fit three blurbs about three historical sites on a 8.5 by 11 page. So we talk about this every meeting, and it's pretty interesting stuff, like you said. So this is just the resolution to establish the Historical Commission. I've been in the chair since January when the calendar rolled over. I took over from Matt, who was the interim, who had taken over from Laura, who had departed. So I'm coming up to speed 4 months as the chair. And then I just did a scan of the resolution to itemize the different tasks, you know, our charges as members of the commission. So things that we've talked, so prior to being the chair in January, I was, probably less than a year, a member, and these are just the things that we talk about in our meetings in real time and maybe looking forward. The historical property listing, that'll be very helpful to to develop the map. We have drafts of, there's been a lot of turnover on the board, as I mentioned, but we have drafts of the historical property listing that we are going to focus on to make current and keep current, which will be helpful to, you know, this map project and to the board. You know, when someone asks a board member or comes to a board and asks about, you know, Buttonwood or the history of the Savannah restaurant, the township members will be able to be informed on those types of topics. Is there, I would ask, are there any expectations other than those uses for historical property listings?
Was Savannah Aaron Burr's headquarters? Whose headquarters was Savannah Restaurant?
That was
Was it Aaron Burr?
It was close, yeah.
Yeah. Is there a plaque there right now?
It used to be.
There used to be.
I don't think there's anything.
It's not there anymore.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we have drafts. I don't know when the last time the listing was updated, but we're gonna get on that and make it as current as possible.
So the intent of the historic listing was just to take an inventory of all the historic properties we knew about. And these are ones that go to the Revolution. But there's plenty other that are like 1950s historic kind of thing. That probably need to be added on some of these things.
It's a pretty expensive list. This is just a screenshot. I don't
know. What are the qualifiers to make it on the list?
So right now, if you look at this list, it's mostly things that were here at the Revolution in the 18th century.
What about prior to that?
There is prior to that. Yeah. The first two are prior to that.
And is that the one on?
More Irwin is prior to that. Christ Church is prior to that. Mm-hmm. Savona Restaurant had to be prior to that, otherwise Aaron Burr would be in a field.
How about on King of Prussia Road, the dog leg that goes on near Cayley? Isn't it King of Prussia Road?
King of Prussia Road comes down, and then you have to switch.
And the dog leg. There's a house there that Michael Morrison was brought up in.
And a barn. And
Isn't that 1600 something?
That's the 18th century, too. It's early 18th century, yeah.
Okay. And don't we have a log house?
I think I saw that.
Is that up there?
Yes.
I can't see from here.
Yeah.
The log house is on
there? May be older than the stated age of it of 1643 because the construction is Swedish. Exley was not a Swede, so he may have been the first person to title the property, but it may have been just a hunter's cabin for trading with the Indians for pelts and things. So.
Okay. And that's on the list.
So that's the number one.
I can't see it from here.
That's how that got on the top 10, but there's plenty of others that need to be added.
I had read that the second bullet, that it may be an addendum to the township's comprehensive plan. So we want to, if that is the case, we're certainly going to get busy on it.
Well, we did talk about, as part of the comprehensive plan, the historic nature of the community, and that needs to be part of what we want in the comprehensive plan so that we can basically put our intent out there for developers not to sort of tear some of these things down.
So preservation of the properties.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. I don't think that's in there right now, so we need to
make sure. It has been discussed, yes.
It's a great idea.
Yeah.
Thank you, Ken, our
way to go, Ken.
We haven't actually brought it all the way into the plan yet.
Both Ken and I
again discussion.
Working on that, so
discussion item. Thank you. But so we have to get it squared away. Another thing we talk about since I joined the board was the mural. Let's see. Let me take my look at my notes here. The future of the mural, the condition of the mural. So this is the left,
before
the back.
After.
Yeah, the rear image was from an WITF NPR 2013 news article, that's what it looked like, the quality of the paint and the surface of the image, and this is what it looked like from my mobile phone the other day on the building. So it's it is deteriorating from the sun, fading away. I just want to, you know, this is, we are standing by to help, to facilitate discussions, you know, whatever the township supervisor's interest is in this mural. My notes say, it's a 1976 mural depicting William Tragos George Washington and its Mendip Valley Forge. So this is a replica of the William Trago painting, originally commissioned by Ted Kunda and family. It's been, it has some miles on it. It was sponsored over on the Louderback building on the turnpike, then at the Philadelphia Airport, and currently Colonial Electric Company, where we're glad that they allow it to hang there. So
that was stored in Kunda Beverage,
right,
in the back room, and I tracked it down and got it put up. We
great.
Got donations. That was for our tricentennial in 2013.
Break the plaque.
Yep. And it's really weathered, and I've talked to Ted Kunda about it since then. He is talking about donating it to the township and possibly donating some money to get it restored, but it's a big, big project, I think, to get that restored.
Mm-hmm.
Some of those portions, when it was at the airport, some of those portions disappeared. They had to cut around it because of a doorway or something.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh,
and
that
in the old airport that's no longer there, I believe, the old hangar or something. And so some of the portions were missing, and Ted Kunda's niece or niece-in-law or sister-in-law, somebody recreated the missing portions and got the paint donated to us by, what's the name of the people here?
Is it Sharon Williams?
Sharon Williams. But it was not exactly a match, so those, you can tell which portions were redone. She did a wonderful job. Pardon?
They look like they were doorways in a wall.
Yeah, exactly. She did a wonderful job, but we need to get it redone, and I don't know if she's up to the job. It's like 12 years later, she's older. I don't know.
I think that's kind of been our stance.
You were talking, you were looking into that, right?
Yeah, so I was in the same meeting, and so was Jerry Vitimo, and, you know, we reached out to the sister-in-law. I think there's several family members who have interest in this, and we haven't really been able to get them to come to a consensus on this or really heard back from anyone. So it's kind of just
In limbo
at this point. Yeah, I think it's maybe time to reach out again and see if we can
get
some movement.
Right, and it's not Ted.
Yes, it was Ted who painted.
No, I know it was. Skip
is the one.
I was going to say, Ted's no longer with us.
No, he's not. No,
so,
no, but
you're
Ted
talking
painted
about Skip.
It.
Skip.
I'm talking about Skip, currently who's alive.
Yes. Yeah, we met with him a while ago, and he referred us to his sister-in-law, I believe that's who it was.
Who did the
painting.
The painting,
But yeah, I think finding a permanent home for it after it comes down that would maybe protect it a little bit better from the weather would maybe be a good idea as well. And it's something, you know, we've been trying to kind of brainstorm a good location for it inside. So that's another consideration.
Our new township building.
I don't know that it has to be inside. I mean, to me, I think the biggest issue here is restoring what they've got now.
And protecting
it. It can stay in Colonial Electric. And honestly, if they restored the paint, they could seal the paint. And just let it hang where it is.
You could probably put a little pent roof over it to protect it.
You did that
too.
Yeah. I talked to Valley Forge Park about maybe putting it into the visitor center, but it's too big. It's too big for that.
That's the thing. It's too
yeah.
big for it.
It would be really nice if we had the American Revolution Center here.
Yeah. In Upper Marion, in Valley Forge Park.
Right.
Yeah.
We're standing by to help whatever the decision is. My concern is the condition of, is it if it's on plywood and it's not covered by any type of overhang. Someone needs to take a poke at it to see what kind of condition it's in.
Don't poke too hard.
Don't poke too hard. Okay.
It's on wood.
So another thing we've talked about, it's just the Gulf Mills intersection area where the Hanging Rock is. I was not aware, the bottom right, that the memorial recently was built from stones from the fountain of the Hanging Rock. So I learned something every day being on this commission. I just Googled it, and I see where the rock was over on Old Gulf Road, which would have been under the Route 76 overpass, but where you stand under Route 76. It had been moved over to there, moved from there. Currently, let me check my notes. It's over on Longview Road in the Executive Estates Park Executive Estates neighborhood in the Executive Estates Park, which we just saw. I just noticed that, you know, the monument on the advisory board slide deck when they had a video of that park. So the Sons of the Revolution had been interested in moving it closer to the Hanging Rock area, the Gulf area. They made us aware of that, the former members. I believe that if they are still pursuing that desire, that they are working with businesses in that area, the gas stations. That intersection is notoriously not memorial friendly because of the traffic, and there's just no pedestrian access, and it's a really tough nut to crack. I went over, I took these pictures of the memorial, and you know, in my opinion itself, commissioned by the Pennsylvania Society of the Sons of the Revolution in 1893, I think the memorial itself may be deserving of a sign. If you drive by it, a person might not know, you know, how it got here or its history just by the few words scribbled on the front of it. So I would like to look into maybe some recognition, a plaque of some sort over there, which we can keep the supervisors advised of as a proposal and have some decisions. Are there any questions on that, or has anybody heard from the Sons of Revolution? We just wanted to bring this up. This had been a thread of discussion for a while, and emails zipping around.
It's been about a year, I think.
Right.
Yeah.
They have been in communication with me for a while, working through Parks and Rec, and just wanted to get our, support of moving it, but it's been a challenge. Mm-hmm. And it's gone around in circles for a while.
Right now, I think we're waiting before we let them remove it. They've assured us that they would restore it. I think we're waiting for them to show us that they have permission to move it over to the Sunoco property, which they were thinking of doing. But we haven't heard from them. It's probably 4 or 5 months.
We've not heard from them for quite a while. But this is, you know, like I said, something we are keeping tuned in on. We'll help when we can. And I think finally, just America 250 is around the corner. America 250 nationwide, America 250 Pennsylvania has an initiative, America 250 Montgomery County has an initiative going. I believe we talked the other night, is there a subcommittee looking at?
We're finally meeting this week.
Okay.
It's upcoming week.
Yeah.
We've been trying to find a consensus of a time that worked for everybody. And thank you, Dave, for getting that coordinated. We're going to kick that off on Tuesday.
It's going to be a big deal. It's around the corner. And like I said, I just wanted to point out that it's going to be competitive. Everybody's going to try to have some type of event to commemorate the significance of the 250th anniversary. So we're standby to help wherever needed. But this, you know, this is history in the making, recognizing history. So look forward to that. And
My last slide, that's just my closing placement slide.
Any questions, any advice?
About the 250th, are you or Amanda, the township and you guys, are we planning anything?
So we have a subcommittee.
Because we had a big deal for our tricentennial.
Yeah, so.
We're a smaller part of the whole here.
Exactly, so we have a subcommittee, we have one member from the Historic Commission, two members from ECDC, Dave, myself, and Jerry Vitimo to work on a plan for going forward. But you're right, it is going to be competitive. Valley Forge really is not doing too much because they have their own big anniversary coming next year. So they're kind of the mind of just, you know, be here for people to visit, but they're not doing too many events. So I have a couple of ideas that I'm, you know, going to bring to the subcommittee next week, but we haven't had any, you know, conversations yet because we've been, you know, trying to find time to meet. So stay tuned.
Great.
Yeah, I mean, Philadelphia is going to be the, you know, the event. So, and we're just down the street from Philadelphia. So yeah, I guess we have to weigh.
Yeah, and I think we, you know, we have a really nice 4th of July event already, and my hope is that we can kind of incorporate
weave
some
into
fun.
Ball.
Yeah.
Ball.
What?
Ball.
Gala. Ball.
A gala.
Well, I don't know if I have the capacity to set up a ball slash gala, but we could definitely look into it.
Did it before?
Yeah, we
can
did
do it.
We
again.
Did it before.
I'm just saying.
And oh, by the way, we now have a Netflix house that is going to be doing a ball on a regular, right? So
yeah, so it's definitely something to consider, but a lot of work will go into that. So we'll have to see. You know, I'll have to learn a little bit more about the previous one, and then you know maybe we can get the bandwidth to do that. So.
Yeah, we did before. I just want to say, as liaison, these guys are really taking the baton, picked it up with Pat leaving, Tia Smith leaving, Laura leaving. Although Laura is still available, and
she's been helped. I thought people have been helpful. Previous board members have really helped us
so,
keep moving.
But we also talked at the last meeting about the archives. We had this conversation about the archives, and then Tony says, hey, it all got moved out to the credit union, which is fine. But it seems that, you know, if we
just wanted to secure them.
So we had three or four, there's actually about five stand-up file cabinets in the library. So those have been consolidated into two filing cabinets and moved down. But we were
and
talked
moved where?
Down to the old file.
Credit union.
Why?
For security and storage.
Laura was redoing the reference desk, and rather than just put them somewhere, we took them so we know where they are. We're going to start to go through them.
Okay.
I know the Historic Commission's gone through them, see what we have, what we can catalog and use.
When were they moved? Just curious, because I've
when
just
was
seen
it
there.
Last
curious.
Night, 2 days ago.
2 days ago.
Oh, just.
Yeah.
That's why I don't know. Okay.
So what we talked about was getting together with Laura, and then in bringing Laura Adlington in to start categorizing those things, characterizing them, and being able to put them in such a way where you could find what you need when you want. So.
Okay. Doris, what?
The commission actually just learned about them 2 months ago, so we're excited to pick through
them.
There's
a lot of good stuff in there,
yeah. Including old yearbooks.
Yes.
Yeah. I've never looked at any of the archives.
Oh, yeah.
Interesting.
It's interesting.
And
yeah.
The old comprehensive plan as well. So.
Yeah.
I knew that was on there. Yeah.
So they're doing a great job, and hopefully we can get the 250 underway and have a ball.
No pun intended.
I guess it was intended.
Ball. I do have one question.
You used to wear a tuxedo, right? Is that it?
Get my mess dress out. See this captain in his mess dress.
Every year when we go to our annual supervisors conference, which is going to be in a couple of weeks, the State Historical Commission is always there, and they always are willing to chat with anybody about anything history. And we've talked to them over the last couple of years about different things, mm-hmm. about how do you do this, how do you do that. Is there anything you'd like us to do a little bit of research on while we're out there with them, or chat with them about, or questions? You can email us. You have to
answer. Sure, we'll think about it, or talk about
it. But think about it, if you have questions that you want to answer, because we can literally sit down with them and have a, you know, a one-on-one with mm-hmm. representatives from there, and they were quite helpful the last couple of times mm-hmm. we've talked to them. They're giving us guidance, or telling us, don't bother. Yeah, you know, it's one of those kind of things too. But they're good. They're good at what they do.
Thank you. Yeah, we'll.
Anything else from the board? I know that you have a lot of new members, so just starting to gel and find your own identity. So you're off to a good start, though. These are some great projects that I feel like this is the first year that it seems like things are progressing in a positive direction and a concrete direction. So kudos to you for being able to do this in a short period of time with new leadership. That's difficult to do, so I commend you for that.
Awesome team here. We work together really well.
Yeah, everybody's pitching in. Yeah.
It's obvious. Yeah.
Thank you.
All right. Anything
Thank
else?
You.
Yes, I got a question.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Motion to adjourn. Motion made.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. We're adjourned for the evening. Thanks so much.
Right, thank you all.
Thank you.